Joining us today, my guest is Nikki Bailey, Carbon County Extension Agent, as we give you a kind of a preview of the 2020 Carbon County Fair. Coming up, that'll be starting on Monday, July 20th, going through the 26th there at the fairgrounds in Moore. Nikki, thanks for joining us. Thanks for a few minutes today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's on Nick and Nikki, the Nick and Nikki Show. Maybe
that's there kinda, you go.
Maybe we should hit the road or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, thanks for joining us. I wanted to start out, like I told you off, what we're going to be talking about is the plans for this fair that'll be under phase two. That's correct. What we're looking at right now, though, that could be different in a month or so.
Yep. Yeah, we're planning for phase two, and then we're going to make a decision on July 7th. If we happen to go to phase three, we'll switch over to a more original plan. But for right now, we're going forward as if we'll be in phase two, so we have a way to go if we end up being still in phase two.
Well, it's nice to see that it's going to go on one way or another. If you could just talk about the considerations that were taken by maybe the fair board and that to hold this in a phase two, what were some of the discussions about this?
Yeah, so we really kind of wanted to try to reduce the numbers of people that will be on the fairgrounds at any given time and really keep it the educational experience for the kids there. So try to keep all of the shows, all of the learning experiences that they will have at a regular fair. We wanted to make sure that that was still happening this year and give them a chance to show off all their hard work and their projects from animals to the indoor stuff. And so we really tried to spread it out. We made the fair a little longer. We put shows on each day. And that way we can move people in and out of the fairgrounds without having as many people there, and the kids still get to show off their stuff.
No, that's great. So there will be limited public attendance. Talk about that.
Yep, so there will be limited public attendance. We're going to try to keep it to family members and people that the kids invite specifically. So we're really hoping we just have kind of our families and their, you know, close friends that are coming to watch the shows that day. And so we have the animals will weigh in the morning, and then we will show beef and sheep on a day, and they will go home. So we won't have any actual camping up there. Usually most of our families camp.
Yeah.
This year we won't have camping, but the kids still get to do all of the show experiences. So.
All right, a couple minutes left here. How will the let's talk about the livestock sale. How will that work? I know it's going to look different this year.
Yeah, so that was one of our big obstacles in phase two, is trying to get people together, over that 50-person limit. And
sure.
So we don't have really the facilities to do, 6 feet spacing and try to keep social distancing when we go over 50. And so we decided to go to an online format this year. And so we're running through Montana Cattle Connections, who have been great to work with. And they have put up on their website, they're going to put up pictures of the kids and a profile of the kids' animals, their project that the kids will submit to us. And then people can essentially go on a little bit like eBay and put in proxy bids starting on Friday at 1 o'clock on the 24th and then going through Saturday, July 25th. It'll close at about 6. And so people can just kind of online bid on those animals this year instead of doing it in person.
Okay. Nikki Bailey's with, again, a few more minutes talking about the Carbon County Fair, Monday, July 20th through the 26th. When it comes to the food and concessions, is there going to be anything available or roving, or probably not at all?
We are looking into doing some food trucks and having some local restaurants kind of have, catering tables up there and that sort of thing. So we will have some food up there for people. We won't run our actual 4-H food booth. We just didn't have the capacity with the, health guidelines to make sure that that was safe and good to go. So we're going to rely on some local restaurants and food trucks.
All right. Nikki, give us some of the details about the sweepstakes and the auction for this year.
Yeah, so sweepstakes we are probably not going to do unless we drop into phase three. But the auction will be online, and so if people want to check out Montana Cattle Connections, all of our animals and our indoor exhibits that are for sale will be on there. The kids will get pictures up in the coming weeks with descriptions about their animals and their projects, and we're also going to send out actual printed flyers just like you would get for a bull catalog, or something like that.
Sure.
So we're going to send those out to past buyers, and if anybody's interested in that, if they can give my office a call, we can make sure they get one.
Sounds good. Nick, have the fair books been sent out already, or
yes,
will be?
Yes, they have. Yep, we sent out fair books last week. We thought it was pretty important to get information out to our families, so the fair board and my office have been working really hard to make a plan and go for it. So.
All right. Well, about ready to wrap it up, Nikki. Just wanted to kind of ask you, of course, we're all feeling for all the rural kids right now, but just all the kids, especially the seniors that lost so much of their senior year because of this pandemic. But how are the kids holding up so far? I mean, got to be kind of a bit of a solace or relief to know that the fair is going to go on. I bet they're looking forward to this.
Yeah, I think they are. There's some disappointment around not being able to keep the animals up there the whole time in camp, but I think for the most part, everyone's just excited that it's going forward and they get to showcase their projects and have some friendly competition and see some friends that they haven't seen. So it's been hard on them, I think, to not be able to have their normal senior year or final year. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us. Great job on making the fair happen. If you need some more time on the air, if something changes, give me a holler. Nikki will make it happen. But otherwise, thanks for being my guest. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Nice to do so. Again, Nikki Bailey with Nick and Nikki Show, Carbon County MSU Extension Agent. Joining us today, the Carbon County Fair again at the fairgrounds and more, Monday, July 20th through the 26th.